If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Welcome to another episode of Who Would Win Unleashed, a show that completely ignores anything important happening in the world and instead focuses on a fictional battle between characters from the worlds of comics, sci-fi, and fantasy. I'm your host, James Gavsey, and as always, I'm joined by the one and only Eric Holmes.
Woo! Yes, I'm here. I'm ready. I'm present.
Are you?
Oh, yeah, baby.
I'm not feeling it. Let me hear it.
I'm here. I'm ready. I'm present.
I'm sorry I asked. In today's episode, a half-Vilshamite powerhouse raised on Earth with a heart full of justice goes head-to-head with a half-Saiyan warrior forged in the fires of unleashed fury. In one corner, you have Invincible, a young hero with alien blood and a human conscience, learning to balance unstoppable strength with the burden of saving a fragile world. And in the other corner, you have Gohan, a soft-spoken fighter born of warriors whose calm demeanor masks ultra-violent god-tier power. As usual, I did the patented Who'd Win Google test just to see how many times this mashup has been discussed, and this battle has been hotly debated for years. Back when the comic book version was out, and now the animated version, Invincible, this thing is going nuts. It's time for this battle to get the Who'd Win Unleashed treatment. Eric, I have to know, what are your thoughts on today's mashup?
No, it's going to be a lot of moving parts. Talking about Invincible versus Gohan, so I cannot wait to get into this.
There's a lot of history between these two characters. Yes. I mean, Gohan's been around since when? The late 80s, early 90s. Invincible was a great comic book. I think that started around 2005 or so. I mean, these characters have some staying power, but none of that matters. It doesn't matter what you and I think, Eric, because it's what the judge has to say. Let's see what they have to say about this crazy battle, because making their first appearance on the Who Would Win Unleashed show is DJ Extraordinaire. It's a purple belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. It's one of the partners in Relentless Martial Arts located in Venice, California. Oh, yeah. It's Justin Caruso. Justin, welcome to Who Would Win Unleashed.
Ooh, Justin. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
You know, before we get into any of this, Justin, I know you and I know each other. We have a little bit of a history just to let the Legion of Audience know. Please tell the Legion of Audience, our faithful fan base, what you've been up to.
Just been working on new music, enjoying life. I have a kid on the way, so I'm preparing for that. Wow. That's basically my biggest thing right now. That's all my focus is going towards that.
Well, you're also a partner in a business in Venice.
Working on Relentless Martial Arts with you, which has been great. And, we were in the Palisades, now we're in Venice. We have a great location. Having fun with that.
I like how you said your kid was more important than the martial arts school. Yeah. I mean, by the way, you're not wrong. You're not the wrong whatsoever. You know, one question I have for you, and we've never talked about this ever, today at least, in this whole equation, I know you love anime and all that kind of stuff, and especially when it comes to Dragon Ball Z and Dragon Ball Super, are you Goku expecting baby Gohan's arrival, or are you Gohan expecting, Gohan's kids? Who are you in this equation?
In this equation, I'm probably more of a Goku expecting Gohan. Big Gohan fan, so
okay.
I would love that. But I've also been told I'm Gohan, so I don't know.
I don't know. Whoever told you that, I was right. Yeah. I think you definitely have the power level of Goku. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Legion of Audience, these are the conversations I have with people. We discuss who we think we would be in certain, animated universes. But more importantly, with Relentless Martial Arts. You're a partner in that business. You're awesome. You've been training for years now. You're a purple belt. You've been doing boxing, kickboxing for years as well. But you also have some experience helping new people come to class and helping them get accustomed to what we do in jiu-jitsu class. One of those people is Eric Holmes. You actually gave him his intro class in Brazilian jiu-jitsu. don't worry. It's just the Legion of Audience, the thousands of people listening, Eric and myself. Give us your real assessment of Eric in jiu-jitsu, please.
All jokes aside, Eric was amazing when he came in. It's tough to get someone to get dedicated right away, and right away he wanted to learn, and he was amazing. We had a lot of fun together. I did tap him right away, but he's coming back. He's doing great, and he's learning quick.
Thank you. And it came from this show. Hey, well, I would keep working, but it came from this show how I ended up in the class.
It really, yeah. So our first episode, and you remember Phil Eisner, a great writer, what have you. So we're doing an episode, and I've mentioned this on the show before real quick. I'm a producer, Phil's a writer, and Eric has great ideas for TV and film, so he claims. And he says, hey, if I win this battle, you guys have to write and produce my next show. I said, great. Sure, that's likely. How about this? If you lose, how about you start jiu-jitsu class? He's like, okay, I'm not going to lose. And here we have him in jiu-jitsu class.
I love it.
Yeah, yes. That's the way we go. You want to make another bet, or are you? Okay,
let's just
now?
Work things out. Okay, and we'll see. That's, I'll win go. This one and we'll take it from there.
All right, that's fair. That's fair. By the way, it's so good to have Eric in class. Justin's awesome. For anyone who ever comes to Venice, if you listen to the Who Would Win Unleashed show, you're an instant VIP at Relentless Martial Arts, despite what Eric has to say. I think you should be welcome at the martial arts.
No, thank you for taking me in. It's been great. It's been great.
Yes. Yeah, one last thing for Justin. Now, you said that, you know, having a kid, being a DJ that travels around the world, your music is fantastic. My favorite song is Your Move, by the way.
Thank you.
Love that video. Part of it takes place in Venice, I've been told.
Yep.
You know, Relentless Martial Arts, never mind the millions of other things you're doing. Why is Relentless Martial Arts the most important thing in your life right now?
Well, I will say it's the thing I missed the most when the Palisades fire broke out is doing jiu-jitsu. So to be back there is very special for me.
That's true. That's true. I like how your first text to me was like, hey, so I guess we're not training tomorrow, huh?
Oh, man. Yeah.
Not my okay. How's the family? Yeah. And I'm like, okay, so like, you know, I guess the mats aren't good. Like, you know, we can't, where the driveway's gone. Yeah. So I like where your head's at. Yeah. All right. Speaking of where our head's at, we got to get into today's battle. So let's do it. But before we get into the battle, let's go over the basics of a Who Would Win.
Wait, if you don't mind, can you tell them how long the school was there in the Palisades physically?
Physically, like yeah. As opposed to spiritually.
All of it.
Well, spiritually, the school has been there for quite some time. Physically, Max Impact Martial Arts started in 2005.
Right.
So burning down in 2005 was horrible. The building burnt down, and that was not cool. The owner of the building, Don Hasselkorn, of course, you know, he recently passed away. Wonderful human being. Gave me my start in martial arts. It was something, you know, my dream, living in Ottawa, Canada. I have a martial arts school in L.A., and he was one who facilitated that. So rest in peace, Don Hasselkorn. Great human being. You know, it was a shock. It was horrible. It's whatever. But then I was like, yeah, so we got to move on. So within 10 days, we found another location. We started having classes with no mats or anything, which is always fun for jiu-jitsu, but in boxing, kickboxing, and MMA. Man. And then about 2 months later, we had the martial arts school. But Max Impact, you know, didn't seem quite right anymore because I was looking at the Palisadians people in Altadena. Right. And the overall, all I could see was like everyone is relentless.
Right.
No one's stopping. The LA vibe was like we're helping everyone. It was relentless. Like the goodness I was coming, we weren't stopping, which is how Relentless Martial Arts was born.
Yeah, that had to be mentioned. So exactly.
Thank you, sir. That's I appreciate amazing. That. Yep. And by the way, having Eric and Justin in class is probably the most fun you could ever have in a martial arts class.
It gets
just
good.
Putting that out there. All right. Sorry, Justin, go ahead.
No, I'm just agreeing with you. I love it.
That's it. That's all you got.
That's I love it.
That's cool. Justin, tell the Legion of Audience, our faithful fan base, how you actually tapped me a few times this morning in training. What is your favorite move to catch me with?
Probably a rear naked choke or a Kimura. Like I attempt to.
That's fair.
But I've never gotten it.
Oh, okay. I was going to say,
how's he come close? No. He's come close. He's come very, very close. It's crazy. Yeah, he's come very close. Happen.
There's no neck there.
That's hurtful. That's hurtful.
Necklace.
I'm necklace. It's it's not just an accessory. It's
that
state
would be
of
a
being.
Superhero name. Necklace.
The necklace one.
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait for jiu-jitsu class on Saturday. This will be fun. All right, let's get into today's battle. But before we get into the battle, let's go over the basics of a Who Would Win match. Unless you have any other comments here, Justin, you'd like to, you know, make fun of me with that. You're good? Okay, good. No. Now, each debater will make 3 points. Keep in mind that the Who Would Win match is a random encounter in a neutral location with no prior knowledge or prep time allowed. The debater has to stay within the confines of the character. And I guess we're both using the animated version, right? Not the comic. comic book or manga version. You're using the animated version from Amazon. I'm using the animated version. Very cool. Yep. And when it comes to determining the winner, it's the judge who has the final say and will determine which character lost based on death, incapacitation, or battlefield removal, with no outside interference being allowed. Remember, the bottom line in a who would win match is that for one side to get the win, their opponent must be somehow incapacitated for a minimum of 2 minutes where they pose no threat whatsoever. Kind of like our jiu-jitsu training sessions. When I walk in and you come at me full blast, I feel no threat whatsoever, but I'm not incapacitated for 2 minutes, so we'll just figure that out later. And before we get started, don't forget to leave the Who Would Win Show a 5-star rating and a fantastic written review wherever you download and listen to podcasts. And now let's get to the tale of the tape for both of our combatants. Eric, please give us the details for Invincible.
Absolutely. So he's the half-human, half-Viltrumite son of Omni-Man, the galaxy's most feared warrior. And he learned the hard way that being a hero means more than just flying fast and punching hard. Raised as a typical teen, he thought having powers would be cool until his father revealed a mission to conquer Earth and beat him with an inch of his life. Since then, he's faced interdimensional invaders, planet-killing beasts, and entire armies of super-powered foes, often bleeding out but never backing down. With each battle, from holding his own against a battle beast to surviving an orbital beatdown from conquest, he grows stronger, smarter, and more determined to forge his own path, all while attempting to protect the Earth.
Well done, Eric. Here are the facts for Gohan. He's the firstborn son of Goku, Earth's greatest defender, raised with a gentle heart but carrying untapped power that could shake the heavens. As a child, he stunned the universe by standing up to galactic tyrants like Vegeta and Frieza, unleashing bursts of strength far beyond his years. Trained by Piccolo in the wilderness and later pushed to new heights in the hyperbolic time chamber by Goku, he became the first to unlock Super Saiyan 2 during the Cell Games, delivering one of the most legendary beatdowns and wins in anime history. When the Earth is in danger, this scholar turned Saiyan warrior always steps up, proving that true power lies in protecting those you care about. Justin Caruso. Just putting that out there.
There you go.
Now you have the facts on both opponents. Justin, do you have any questions before we get started?
No, I'm ready to go.
Here we go. All right, Eric, hit us with your point number one.
Let's get into it. So, Invincible is a Viltrumite. Like I said, one of the most powerful alien races in fiction. He's got super strength, hypersonic flight, enhanced senses, and nearly unmatched durability. Mark has survived getting slammed through skyscrapers and during a nuke-level explosion and even losing half of his face and still kept on swinging. He heals fast, too, during his fight with Conquest. He was beaten within an inch of his life, like I mentioned previously. Multiple bones broken, jaw shattered, and he still fought back hard enough to later kill Conquest in one of the most savage beatdowns in the series. And here's the key. Viltrumites get stronger over time. Mark is still young. His power is scaling fast. He's not even close to his full potential at all. He could become as strong or stronger than Omni-Man. That's a walking planetary threat in progress. And all that, James, my point number one.
All right, great stuff. So Invincible is kind of like a Superman equivalent. Doesn't have like X-ray vision or heat vision. Other than that, he's someone who is virtuous, is trying to figure things out, and can take a severe beating, having, you know, literally bones broken, whatever it is, and still on fighting at that Superman level. This is someone who's got an undetermined, you know, unbreakable will. I'm just agreeing with everything you said.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, that's not even be close to what is going to be needed to beat Gohan.
Oh my.
Let me get to my point number one. See what I did there? A little bit of a strategic jiu-jitsu move.
Watch this guy.
Now, my point number one, Gohan is a Super Saiyan human hybrid, which gives him insane power. He was the first to reach Super Saiyan 2 at just, I think it was 11 or 12 years old, and where he destroyed this creature called Perfect Cell. To put this in perspective, Perfect Cell already beat Goku with an explosion, right? The person who people debate, could that person beat Superman? Yes, no, whatever. And Gohan beat the person who killed Goku. That's a whole different power level. By the way, he was 12. He was 12. This is someone who's got, you know, he leaps entire tiers of power when he emotionally gets charged up. When does he get emotionally charged up? When he thinks he's going to lose. Okay, so he's already insanely powerful. So he's going to either win the fight as insanely powerful. If Invincible starts kind of getting to a point, he's going to tap down, deep down, and be like, I can't let Goku down. I can't let my father down. I'm a Saiyan warrior. And all of a sudden, he's going to roar and some weird explosion is going to take place. His hair is going to change miraculously. And he's going to hit a new power level during the fight. This is who Gohan is. By the way, I'm only explaining 12-year-old Gohan in this fight. The bottom line is that Gohan has Superman levels of strength, speed, and durability as a starting point. He is where Invincible is going to be when Gohan, again, is only freaking 12 years old, and he destroys Perfect Cell, who is a combination of all the most powerful Dragon Ball Z warriors and beings, and did that at 12 years old. By the way, did I mention he was only 12 years old when he did this? It's absolutely crazy. When Gohan's focused, he's terrifying. And the scarier part, we haven't even discussed his real power level yet. All that's my point number one.
Okay, yeah, this Gohan feller sounds like he might almost be relevant to Mark being a Viltrumite and getting stronger over time. So we'll see where this goes with your little Gohan feller.
Oh, my little Gohan fellow. Speaking of little Gohan fellow, let's turn this over to the judge, who some people compare to Gohan. Justin, you've heard one point from both Eric and myself so far. Where's your head at so far with this battle?
I'm looking at Gohan right now. You have a very young kid still who honestly didn't even want to train. He just wanted to study originally. And you have Mark, who's older than him at this time, really wanted to be a superhero. I think Gohan's got the upper hand here. He just has overwhelming power.
Interesting. Okay, so this is going exactly according to plan.
No problem.
But Eric's been doing really well with sneaking some points in here. Yes. Let's see what he's got. Stay tuned for point number two.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
And we're back. Eric, let's see what you got. Hit us your point number two.
Absolutely. So I want to get into Invincible's combat experience and his brutality. He's just a really brutal person. Hear me out here. Invincible is not just powerful. From his combat experience, he was trained by his dad, Omni-Man, which I've mentioned, and got thrown into galactic level conflicts almost immediately. No warm-ups, no safe fights whatsoever. He's gone toe-to-toe with the Viltrumite Elite, survived battles with Beast, who once beat him into a coma, and held his own in fights that wiped out armies. One time he also fought through broken bones that were sticking through his body mid-air surgery and collapsing moon base and still came out on top. And unlike most heroes, Mark doesn't hold back. He'll tear limbs, crush skulls, and do what he needs to be done. He doesn't stop until his opponent is down hard. In a world like Dragon Ball, where people stop to talk mid-fight and all that, there's a lot of dialogue in Dragon Ball. A little bit excessive for my liking. But anyways, I'll continue. Mark would take your head off mid-sentence while you're talking. So keep in mind, this is someone who went on top of Conquest, who was one of the most powerful and brutal Viltrumites in the entire empire. Viltrumite did the unthinkable and headbutted Conquest repeatedly to death. Okay? Also, can Goku withstand that kind of savagery? Not a chance. And that's my point number two.
Okay, one of my favorite parts about Invincible, right, in the third season, you know, near the end, where he's fighting Conquest, he's broken both of his wrists, right? There's bones sticking out of his forearms. And he's hurt Conquest, takes the mount position on Conquest. By the way, his legs sticking out, the bones sticking out of his leg too. And Conquest is, you know, bad mouthing him, whatever. And then Mark, Invincible, his name's Mark, starts just headbutting him repeatedly, like in the mouth and the face, and split open his skull and killed the brain, all that kind of stuff, and just kept going. That's how savage he is.
It's violent.
Yeah, this is a violent kid. There's some tendencies from the Viltrumite Empire. Like they're it's like Superman not holding back and going for it. I gotta agree, that is some insane savagery. Has Gohan headbutted someone into oblivion like that with bones sticking out of his body that were broken? No, that's because people don't break his bones. That's what I got to go with that. Yeah, just putting that out there. Now, let me get to my point number two. Okay. Let's talk about the martial arts capability of Gohan and the energy blasts, the energy attacks. Because here's the thing. Gohan is a master combatant. He's trained by Goku. Then he's trained by these characters called the Kais, like Master Kais, what have you, that give him that extra, like, you know, fighting ability and what have you. And he combines classic martial arts, advanced what he calls spiritual ki energy control, on-the-fly strategy. He doesn't just react. He adapts, analyzes, and strikes precious, like precisely. This is someone who can create a strategy mid-fight, do two moves, understand how his opponent moves, and be like, gotta change my strategy again, and he'll do that throughout the entire fight. This is insane. Also, unlike Invincible, Gohan is a master of energy-based ranged attacks. Invincible can't shoot heat beams or power blasts or any of that kind of stuff. That's just not something he does, but Gohan can. He's channeling his ki into these crazy blasts. They can level mountains, vaporize enemies. His signature move, the special beam cannon taught by Piccolo, can destroy the most powerful opponents, as we'll get into later, and as he grows stronger, Gohan refined his energy control. He's eventually doing the Kamehameha, which is his signature move of his dad, Goku, doing it better than Goku can. That's that iconic blue beam that kind of just blasts through everything. He famously used that during the Cell games. This is when he was, you know, he fired a one-handed Kamehameha move, you know, really cool. His other arm was broken, I guess. You know, speaking of broken arms, so I guess he can be broken, whatever. But he was 12. Anyway, he's blasting it, and he shoots it and absolutely destroys the most powerful being ever to walk the earth, the person who just killed his dad, Goku, again, comparable to Superman. That's what we took out because of the ranged attacks, the energy blasts that he can do. Look, with that, he can create explosive ki bursts, energy shields, rapid fire, what are called ki volleys, make him not just a physical powerhouse, but this is a long range, a long distance type of fighter as well. So he doesn't actually have to get close to Mark or Invincible to fight him. He can do it from a distance. All of that is something Invincible can't do, and that's my point number two.
Gohan, he got a little bit of a little savage to himself, and his whole, able to fire off his weapons from his hands, if you will, his little like power booster guys there, but Omni-Man is Invincible's dad. Okay, Omni-Man's a beast. I've seen some little parallels where Gohan was trained by his dad, but Gohan's dad is not on the level of Invincible's dad, Omni-Man.
And you're saying Omni-Man beats Goku. Is that what you're saying?
That's another battle that I'm going to win, yes.
Oh, wow. That is, yeah. I'm not even sure what's happening right now. Is this real life?
So that's where we're at right now, in my opinion.
All right, listen, we've had 2 points. Justin, we're at what's called the turning point. Mm-hmm. This is where you tell us who you think is ahead and what does the other side have to do to get the victory.
I think you both have really good points.
By the way. Mine are
fantastic. Thank you, Justin. I really appreciate it.
Eric, I think what you're saying about Invincible being more gory, he's more going after it, more brutal. That's a great call. And I completely agree with you that the Dragon Ball characters talk too much. He would jump there and rip their head off.
Like, what are we doing? Are we fighting or are we talking?
I agree.
Come on.
And James, I agree with you that Gohan's got those projectiles. He doesn't need to be in close combat. I do think Gohan still has the edge, just because of how much training he's had. What James was saying, he's had multiple people that have taught him rather than Invincible only having one teacher, which I think gives him the upper edge right now. So I think you're going to need to find a way where Invincible can find that inner strength where he would win against Gohan, because we know Gohan has that inner strength.
I like that. No problem.
Yeah, Justin's saying you have no chance, but give it a shot anyway. Well, I'm kidding, of course. It could go either way. I thought I'd be way further ahead, but your debating skills are better than your jiu-jitsu skills.
All right.
Just putting that out there. And that's not a slam on your jiu-jitsu skills.
I'm just on
saying
my way.
Get better. All right, let's see what you've got. Stay tuned for point number three.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing, which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com. This is an announcement to all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all. With a struggling economy and the cost of living on the rise, Endurance is now offering an affordable, low-cost vehicle coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage and have all future covered auto repairs paid directly to the repair shop for you. You pick your plan, you pick your deductible, you even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included. To all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire, get your vehicle protected now and save your wallet from costly vehicle repairs. For your free 5-minute quote and to see if you qualify, visit endurancewarranty.com. Endurancewarranty.com.
And we're back. All right, Eric, it's now or never. Hit us with your point number three.
Yeah, so I want to get into the big wins for Invincible. I think this will kind of bring it all in for you here. All right, so look, Invincible helped take down the Viltrumite Empire. Okay, he stood side by side with Alan the Alien. Okay, let's talk about Alan the Alien. Or let's not talk about Alan the Alien. Wait, he stood with Alan the Alien to save planets and once beat several alternate versions of himself to death. He's got wins against beings who can bench press continents. Have you ever seen that? Has Gohan bench pressed any continents?
He has not actually bench pressed a continent as far as I know.
No. Okay, good. I will continue. Okay. And these are legit powerful beings in his galaxy that Invincible is taking down. Against Gohan, Mark's edge is ruthlessness and resilience. Okay. Gohan's a pure polished fighter, sure, but he's also held back before. Remember, when he toyed with Cell, Invincible wouldn't. He's the guy who wins by taking the pain and weaponizing it. Without giving away any spoilers, Invincible takes on the most powerful beings in the galaxy. And as I'm sure you can guess, he is the last one standing. And as far as range energy attacks go, Invincible has had to tank energy blasts on people and super powerful weapons. He's been there, done that. Gohan literally has nothing Invincible hasn't seen before. And all that is my point number three, James.
Awesome. So Invincible's seen a special beam cannon. Is that correct, Eric?
That is correct.
Really? No, he's taking them on. Has Invincible seen the Kamehameha, you know, blue wave of awesomeness?
Energy blast. Yeah. Energy blast. Super powerful weapons.
Awesome. So I'm going to actually push back a little bit and say that Invincible has seen the Marvel and DC equivalent of all of those characters within the Invincible universe. Absolutely. But when it comes to the Dragon Ball Z and Dragon Ball Super universes, these characters are very different than mainstream comic book universes. This is also, you know, after a while we're talking planet, you know, what's that power level that you've got? Continental, planetary, galactic, you know, universal, right, and then multiverse kind of thing. Gohan, as I'll explain, is kind of getting to multiversal level of power. All I'm trying to say is Invincible operates on a really high power level that is actually minuscule in the Gohan Dragon Ball Z and Dragon Ball Super universe. But let me get to my point number three. I'm going to clarify all this. Let's talk about
what you got, James.
Let's talk about the big wins that Gohan has and how he's going to beat Invincible. Okay. Again, everything I've been talking about for Gohan has pretty much been when he's 12 years old. Well, oddly enough, there's more, right? There's a lot more. And Gohan has had the power to destroy the world, the planet, since he was 12, probably a lot sooner. And he can do that with one good energy blast, which is why he's so careful. Literally, we saw Vegeta do this in his first introduction, right? Where all of a sudden he destroys a planet, one shot. Gohan's way more powerful than what Vegeta was. So he has to be careful not to destroy the planet. Invincible would have to try as hard as he could to destroy the planet. We're already seeing like difference in power levels here. At his top level power, Invincible doesn't have the ability to do anything that Gohan can, including destroying the planet, defeating his opponents, all that kind of stuff. And again, he's just way more powerful than when he was that kid. Now, he's defeated characters called Super Boo, Cell, all these kind of fake creatures that really won't make any sense if you haven't watched the Dragon Ball Z or Dragon Ball Super stuff.
Right.
But, I'm really kind of reminiscent, you know, I don't want to do this because I'm, you know, you and I have been talking, we're pulling back the curtain a little bit. Sometimes we like to watch Dragon Ball Z, you know, whatever, before we train, just get hyped up. That's what adults do, by the way.
Yeah. Right? Oh, yeah, perfectly normal, right?
100%. Yeah. And I said, you know, Justin, soon we have to watch, because you were talking about Gohan and how Gohan should be more powerful. And I said, yeah, well, if we watch Dragon Ball Super Superheroes, the Dragon Ball Super movie, I said, you'll love what Gohan did. And I said, let's just wait. I won't tell you anything about it. Well, unfortunately, I'm going to have to give you spoilers. Sounds sorry about it. It's just a thing. We can still watch it. It's awesome. This is something that's really, really cool. In Dragon Ball Super Superhero, Gohan unlocks what's called Beast Gohan, a form that let him obliterate this kaiju-sized, bioengineered monster known as Cell Max. Okay? It's crazy. And Cell Max had to be defeated by Beast Gohan with silver hair and everything after Cell Max overpowered Orange Piccolo, because Piccolo kind of went in his own version of Super Saiyan and turned orange and massive.
Gotta see that.
Yeah, you gotta see it. I'm sorry, man. I'm so sorry. I got it.
I love it.
Okay, so Beast Gohan is a top tier fighter. He's punching it literally at God levels when he gets serious. He's capable of ending a fight in a single moment. He did that against Cell Max, hit him once. Cell Max is like down. Then Cell Max tried to create this huge energy destruction bomb that was about a third the size of the planet, and then Gohan just did his special beam cannon that just blew right through that attack, that ball of energy, and blew a hole right through Cell Max's head and killed him with like one shot. It was crazy. Just absolutely got the win. This is the thing. Invincible, again, he's great. He's vicious. Could he beat Gohan? Maybe. If he was very lucky and had a puncher's chance, possibly. But the moment he does that, what does Gohan do? He digs deep. He thinks about his kid. He thinks about his dad, how he's going to let down everyone. Piccolo, his surrogate father, the whole thing. And he goes Super Saiyan, Super Saiyan 2, even Mystic Saiyan. And now Beast Gohan, where he has silver freaking hair and talks really like, you know, a James Gavsy style. It's insane the level of power he's got. This is something Invincible, and I've read the entire comic book series, by the way, for Invincible. He's never even come close to meeting anyone who is now universal level. Destroying a planet, not a problem. Solar system, a galaxy. Beast Gohan could do that in his sleep. He is a threat to the universe if he wants to be. Luckily, he's not. All of that is my point number three.
Yeah, like I said, Gohan, you know, you said a beast level?
Beast Gohan with silver freaking hair.
Is that right? Yeah, so he got the silver hair. Beast
Gohan. What? Beast Gohan.
With silver hair.
That's correct.
Sounds real threatening, right? Yeah, so with that being said, my thing is, look, Gohan is a really good fighter, has a lot of strength, is really, persistent in his fighting and everything. But I just feel that his age is going to play a factor.
Oh, my mistake. He's actually an adult now as Beast Gohan with a lot more experience.
Now he's an adult? So, yeah. So like, he's 13 now?
Yeah, no, he's probably like, how old are you, Justin?
29.
He's 29 years old now.
Okay, he's literally 29. Yeah. He is Justin, right?
That's
Justin,
totally, isn't it? He's totally Justin.
Yeah, but even Beast Gohan, I still feel him not being exposed to all the different planets and continents and everything. And Omni-Man training him, that his training doesn't hold up to Gohan's training. And remember, Invincible literally takes on the most powerful beings in his galaxy. So he has done that. So I feel that Invincible still has more experience and has been a much better fighter than Gohan can ever be, in my opinion.
That's quite the opinion. Yeah. I'm going to let our judge have the final say on that. Now, Justin, it's time for your render decision. Before you do, we're just going to give you a summary, our top 3 points for each character before we get to what you have to say. Eric, what are your top 3 points for Invincible?
So, number one, remember, Invincible has Superman-level powers, okay? Invincible has a great deal of fighting experience, and literally, Invincible may be among the most powerful beings in the whole galaxy.
Very cool. All right, so Gohan, powerful enough to easily destroy the Earth. When he was under 12, he's got that martial arts training, the energy-based ranged attacks. Beast Gohan, who's now 29, makes him the most powerful being in the universe at the moment, by the way. Kind of crazy. Bonus fact, Justin tapped out Eric in the first jiu-jitsu class. Those are my three top points.
Not true. That's close.
That's true. I love it. Oh, now he's no, maybe, the
wait,
judge.
No, wait.
The
wait.
Judge over Eric?
Okay, yeah, with outside Gohan, yeah. All right, in the first class, yeah, and other classes, but enough about me. Back to my debating.
This isn't about Eric, Justin, who you tapped out in your first class. Thanks, Gohan, James. I mean, Justin, it's now officially time for your decision. Take us through your process. Tell us a story, if you will, and reveal who you think wins this battle between Invincible and Gohan.
it's tough because I'm a fan of both of them. Nice. But at the end of the day, when I think about Gohan, I think about all the training he's had. I think about how long he's trained for. You have Mark Invincible, who didn't get his powers till he was double the age of pretty much Gohan in high school, and didn't really get much training. Maybe he could have a harder punch. Maybe he has that power. But at the end of the day, I think with Gohan's training and his skills and his mind, he's very smart when it comes to his IQ. I'm going to have to give the edge to Gohan here.
And there you have it. Eric, who got tapped by Justin in his first jiu-jitsu class.
Gohan. They're working together. They're working together.
That's right. Justin has chosen Gohan as the winner. Very cool. This was, wow. I'm very confident in this matchup. And the reason why is because I do think Mark can be more brutal with the headbutts to the face until your head's split open. We haven't actually seen that yet.
Super brutal.
Dragon Ball Super, but who knows? You know, the day is young. At the same time, brutality only goes so that far. You know, to make this like a martial arts kind of analogy, I've gone up against people who are way more brutal, but they just didn't have the technique, you know, to last or what have you. So I think you actually made the right decision here with your in-depth knowledge of both characters, which is awesome. Eric, great points, but you came a little short. Tell the audience, our fan base, how you feel with this loss.
Invincible, I feel like I'm still sticking to it. His experience, it being the fighting the most powerful people in literally the universe, galaxy, everything, and winning, and being trained by Omni-Man, I feel that he still has the edge over Gohan, but our judge has made his choice. And I will be winning on the next one. So,
Here's the thing. I'll tell you what. What you should do is drop everything you're doing for the next 4 or 5 months and just watch Dragon Ball and then Dragon Ball Z and then Dragon Ball Super.
Too much talking. They talk too much.
Well, you can fast forward through that. I mean, it's all good.
Okay. I will say, you saying that Omni-Man can beat Goku is criminal. And I think that's going to happen.
Oh my God. Are we seeing another Who Would Win Unleashed matchup on the mats this Saturday? Is that what we're seeing?
Yeah. Okay. Perfect. Yeah. That too. Yep.
I'm not saying Omni-Man doesn't have a chance. I'm just saying Omni-Man doesn't have a chance.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Although I will say Eric is surprisingly good in jiu-jitsu. I'm not all joking aside. He doesn't rely on strength. He's a big, strong guy. And his technique's really, really good. And he's an intellectual on the mat. This guy is going to be insanely scary in under 1 year. You can quote me on that. And that's the truth.
Appreciate it.
Justin, you came on the show. Did a great job. Really brought up some in-depth analysis. I still think you're a lot like Gohan. Just going to put that out there.
Thank you.
Yeah, cool. And tell Legion audience, our fan base, where they can find you online.
You can find me on Instagram at Justin Caruso Music, and as well on Twitter, I guess X now, just at Justin Caruso.
Very cool. All right, Eric, another well-debated battle. You came up a little short, but you are getting better and better every time we do this.
Thanks,
James. Tell Legion audience, our fan base, where they can find you.
Yes, all my social medias are at the Eric with the C, Holmes, HLMES. Looking forward to connecting with you.
Very cool. And you can find me on X, aka Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook by typing in at James Gavsey. Remember to join the official Who'd Win Facebook group. Now I think it's around 180,000. I don't know. Eric, I think you're messing with the algorithm, but
it's rolling.
Yeah, it's good. I love just do what you're doing. You know, in order to make a suggestion for a matchup for the show and to be part of our growing community, you can also find us on Instagram and Threads and TikTok at Who'd Win Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever else you go for your podcasts. On behalf of myself, Eric Holmes, and the rest of the amazing Who'd Win production team, Omni-Man's going to beat Goku. Really? Okay.
Let's do it.
Thank you once again for checking out another episode of Who Would Win Unleashed. We'll see you next time. Hey, gang. I hope you enjoyed this episode and loved listening to the show as much as we enjoyed making it. Quick reminder that you can support us by going to patreon.com/whowouldwinshow right now. Okay, gotta prepare for next week's episode. Hope the rest of your day is full of wins.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.